Clinton Area Showboat Theater. It is our, I guess, final wrap-up, final show. Hard to believe Matthew T. Miller with us. Hard to believe it is the final show. It was, 3 months ago you came in.
Yeah.
To mention, does it seem like that a lifetime?
It seems like a lifetime, and it seems like only yesterday. You know, Newsies was a great way to kick things off. It was a dream project of mine, and with each show, it's been a memorable and exciting summer for us. Absolutely.
You come in, you do this, you bring in, I don't know how many people you, how, maybe the best was, we haven't asked that question. How many people do you bring in? We talk about the Clinton Area Showboat Theater, and we talk to a couple of the actors, a couple of people on stage, you, the director, Laura's with us for directing this show. What is cast? How many people make up the company?
Oh gosh, you should have let me know you're going to ask this so I could have done my research.
Your assistant's counting.
35. 35 professional company members,
including
designers, but that doesn't include the professionals that we hired from the Quad Cities this year. Had a lot of people up from Circa and that area. So 35 people lived with us. Yes.
And
plus the intern company. So I mean, it's probably closer to 50, between 50 and 60 when all things are said and done.
And you manage all that, pull all the strings?
I do. I mean, but I also have a great sidekick. Our general manager, James Kyle Davis, has been here all 3 years that I've been here. He helps with logistics and does a lot of the stuff behind the scenes that you don't notice. You don't notice how hard he's working because everything's running smoothly. I mean, I couldn't do it without him.
And you get this show done, and then you go back to your real job?
I do, my full-time job. I'll be heading out. I actually won't be here next weekend for these shows because I start school a week from Monday. So I'm leaving things in the hands of Lara, the director of the production, who's my assistant, mm-hmm. the assistant artistic director, as well as James Kyle Davis, the general manager, who will oversee things the final weekend. I'll be here all this weekend, during my long curtain speeches and all those kinds of things. but yeah, I've got to head out.
And Ace, give us a sense, we want to talk to you again. What happens after this for the summer 2018? We talked about the shows. Tell us what Matthew Teague Miller does between next weekend and next June.
Yeah.
To get ready.
James Kyle and I will start in end of October, we'll start advertising for the design and tech positions for next summer. The first order of business is to get some of the management, the behind-the-scene management positions filled. Once we've started that process, which includes, you know, advertising on websites around the and fielding resumes from around the country, doing interviews, doing second interviews, sometimes third interviews, depending upon the position. Usually most of those positions are filled by the first of the year, right around beginning of February, when I transition into focusing on the professional acting company. I start, what kicks things off is for the audition tour is always we start with the Clinton auditions, which usually happen middle to late January, depending upon my school schedule and how things are lining up. And then I bounce around to a lot of different places. I usually have auditions at a couple of at least one place in Ohio, maybe Michigan. In the past, we've done Indiana and some other places. Usually, the final stop is the combined Midwest theater area auditions, which happen in St. Louis towards the end of February. We make offers and have a professional company in place, hopefully by the middle of March. Sometimes certain roles or certain positions are a little bit more difficult to find than others, and it can get to the end of March. But definitely by April, everything is locked in, and we get moving. And then in April, middle of March and April, we start the directors for the first couple of shows. We'll start having Skype meetings with the design teams of the first show so that we can show up in May with the designs for at least the first show or two in place so that we can immediately start building it.
Probably maybe not a fair question when you got a couple of actors here.
Yeah.
When you go out and recruit quickly, he says, we'll get to them in a second. Do you find, I'm sure, whether it was any of the previous artistic directors, maybe they had I don't say favorites, but schools maybe or locations that are good for recruiting, maybe
sure.
These young folks go back and tell their friends, hey, you need to go act here. We had a good time. It was a good experience. Do you find that happening and you kind of get some places that are good for you?
I mean, I definitely have places. I mean, there are schools that I will go and have auditions on their campus because they have been a hotbed of talent and wonderful people for us in the past couple of years. And I will also say that my experience has been with each year that I've been here, it has been easier to recruit people because of the momentum and the excitement that has been happening where, just what you said, people will go back to wherever they're from, talk about the great experience that they had at the Showboat, and that encourages other people to want to move this to the top of their list when they're looking at potential summer theaters to work at.
And is
Lara.
Lara.
Yeah.
Lara, last name?
Tanka.
I wanted you to pronounce it, not me.
Yeah, it's hard all the way through.
You're the director in this show. You're also the SID director. This is your second summer here?
Yeah, this is my second summer as the assistant artistic director at the Showboat. So I was very happy to be back again and get to move to the main stage and direct the last show of the season.
What's it like coming in working with Matthew? He's here, so you can't say anything bad.
No, I wouldn't say anything bad. I mean, I just wouldn't come back, I guess. So, I mean, I'm here for 2 years. Maddie and I work together in Chico, and we're at Chico State, where he's a professor, and I just graduated. So he's a really easy guy to work for. You know, he and I have had a special director-assistant relationship where he really has always invited me into the room to have a conversation about theater and about the shows, and so I've learned a lot, and I'm excited that I got the opportunity to drive the car at the end of the summer.
What's the director's show? He's talked about the show all summer long. I build up the anticipation. He always had four actors, 200 plus characters. I don't know if that's the right number or not.
That's good.
How many are there?
Oh, we were just talking about this in the car. We haven't counted. But there, the author's notes say somewhere in the range of 250. I think it's more like 250 costume changes,
yeah.
Not 250 characters. That's a lot of characters. But it's a lot. It's very fast paced, and it'll have people watching from beginning to end and laughing.
What's it like directing a show like that? I don't know, what's your directing experience versus directing a show like this?
You know, there's always a new challenge with every production that you do, right? No two shows are alike. So this show was a lot of figuring out logistics of where does this hat go so that the next time that they need it, they can get it easily, and how do we quickly reconfigure things so that we can be in there's like 25 different locations that the play takes place in. So how can we reconfigure things really quickly and keep the show moving, but also go somewhere new and have an entirely different set of characters?
Well, ask them how they keep track, but how do you keep track? And maybe you have to keep track of everybody, not just individuals. Mm-hmm. You have to keep track of everybody.
I color-coded my script. So I highlighted things in different colors depending on who was going to be playing which of the new characters. They all got a different color.
Has it been a good show to direct?
It's been so much fun. We have had a blast in the rehearsal room. I mean, it's a really great way for us to end the summer. We have a lot of trust built up over the past, 11 weeks between the actors, which makes working on comedy really great, because to get to the really good comedy, you have to be able to really put yourself out there and maybe make a joke that isn't funny so that you can find the joke that is funny. And to be able to experiment, you have to be able to trust the people that you're with, that they're not gonna judge you if something doesn't land the first time. And we definitely have that. So we've really been able to mine this show for the really good jokes that it has.
Have you seen this? Had you seen this show before? Did you know much about it?
Well, I've known since last year that I was going to be directing it. So obviously I did my homework and did my research, but I haven't seen it done on stage. I've seen scenes of it, but not the entire production. And I didn't want to watch a lot because there's a lot of interpretation that you can do with the show, and I wanted it to be my ideas. I didn't want to accidentally steal from other people or absorb their ideas, so I'm sure I'll watch a production of it now that I'm done with mine.
Well, speaking to Mike George, says, who wants to go first? Cash, we'll talk to Cash. Cash, people, Cash, and give us the pronunciation. We always debate this.
Maciel. It's like Ma and Pa, and C, and then L.
You've been here, this is your second summer here.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like coming back? I guess I don't think we talked to you last summer. You didn't get in for a radio show that I did last summer.
I think I was here for South Pacific, wasn't I, with Lizzie?
Could have been. So. Maybe I didn't do the show.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember. My memory is not that long term.
What's it like coming back?
It's great. I love being here at the Showboat. It's a great experience. The people here are great, and the town's a fun place to be in. I was pretty nervous because, you know, how everyone's doing newsies now that the show was recently, like, put out. I was like, oh, no, everyone's doing newsies, and I can't dance. Where am I going to work? So it was really great that the Showboat opened their arms up again for me to come back.
What's acting like for you? What drew you there?
What brought me to acting is actually a funny story. I used to live in Virginia. Until like about the first grade, and then we moved here, or not here, to Michigan, and I was kind of a shy kid, so my dad was like, oh, we'll put him in theater so that he's like more outgoing. So I did theater, and then I just like really liked it, so I just like kept going with it. But my dad was like, let's do sports, and I was like, no. So here I am. Sorry, Dad, you did this yourself.
You know, that's not an all unusual story.
Oh yeah.
But is the comedy, if anybody's seen you on the stage, I think probably would guess comedy is your thing. Is that what you like to do better than maybe the drama stuff?
I think so. I definitely just really enjoy making people laugh. It's one of the highlights of my job, I think.
People might say when you come on, says whatever, whether you have a large part or a small part. I think Greg's mentioned you steal the scene. Whether when you're on the stage, whatever scene it is that something you try to do? The director tells you to do.
Oh no, I didn't even really know that it that
maybe
was a
you haven't
thing,
heard that.
Really.
I'm guessing until, you've heard that before.
Oh wait, I mean I saw like some Facebook comments about that, but I was like, oh really? Oh, that's very flattering. I had no idea.
Doing this kind of a show. How do you do that from one step to another? You're another person.
I think rehearsal process definitely helps a lot. Without as much rehearsals as we've had, it would have definitely been very difficult to do it. But yeah, I think that just rehearsing a lot and like there's even a scene where we like flip from hats to hats, and I'm always like, okay, I can do this. I can do this hat thing. So I have to like practice backstage, like flipping between four different hats and like a newspaper and so on and so forth.
You got it down?
Oh,
when we come to
yeah.
the show, we'll.
Oh, we definitely have it down by now.
You better. It's opening up in hours.
Oh yeah, and also what's also helped with the different characters is having our dialect coach Jamie Whitmiller, who has definitely like made the show what it is with all the different dialects and different ways of talking, so that it's easier for the audience to differentiate.
And Katie, right?
Yes.
Give us the last name. You.
Katie Thornton.
Thornton.
Yes.
How's your experience? I know this is your first summer here. Your first summer theater, or you've done this kind of thing before?
Yeah, no, I've never done professional summer stock before. I've worked in smaller community theaters and with kids summer programs, but this is my first time with a professional company.
I think you've been in about every show.
Almost, yes. Almost. Dial In for Murder was the only one I was not in. Yeah.
How's that like doing that many shows back to back to? To back. Are you tired yet?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, it's definitely a tiring process, but when it's something that you're studying and something that you're hoping to really pursue as a career, you know, I was almost a little bit nervous that what if I didn't enjoy it as much, or what if I got too tired? But since I've been here, I've really loved every moment of the process, and you find ways to really build up your stamina, to stay engaged, and to really approach this as a job and as a very fortunate opportunity to do something you love so much as a job, to get paid for it. So
and you come from the school that Matthew teaches at?
I do,
was
yes.
Was he one of your instructors yet?
He was, yes. Yeah, I've had him for a class or two, and then been in a few productions he's directed up there.
And you said you decided that this was something you liked to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, from an early age on, I kind of got exposed to it and then stepped away from a little bit when some community theaters closed, and found it again in high school, and then really took a big leap in college, and I'm glad I did. So.
What about doing all these different characters? You know, you rehearse, you do this, and now you're in the final show.
Yeah.
Can you keep it all straight?
Yeah, now the last show,
you don't have to worry about the next show.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that's been an interesting process to really kind of be as present you can, to be as present as you can to the show that you're performing, as well as continue to work hard and find that mindset for the show that you're rehearsing during the day. So that's been great. And I mean, as a student, you kind of do that with your studies and your and whatever productions and extracurricular activities. So I feel like we practice that as students, but here it's been nice to try and apply that to the art form and really work on both pieces and give both of them as much attention.
Now, how many do you know how many different people you playing in the show tonight?
Yes, I've got a solid count.
Have you counted your own?
Yes.
Have you counted your own?
I have just three women, not just three wonderful characters that I play. So the two clowns, as they're known as, take most of the roles there. So,
what's it like doing all that and playing with these characters?
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. They're all incredibly talented, incredibly funny actors, and very smart and methodical. And so it's really fun to be in the room. And I don't have to manage as many characters, but the three women that I play are very distinctly different. So that's a bit easier on my part to be able to keep them separate. But what I found is that you just have to be as specific as you can when creating those characters, so that you know in your body, in your voice, in how you carry yourself, how these different actual people would speak, would talk, would think.
When you do this, can you keep a straight face? And maybe we should ask Cash this too.
Oh,
if it's as funny as they say it is.
I was really intimidated walking in the room with them all, because I was really nervous about that. And so far we've done a pretty good job, but
there was an issue last night.
Last night at our final dress. We had a little slip up, and myself and one of the other actors, Alex Stone, we broke completely on stage, and it took a minute for us to get it back together. So
that's not allowed, even though the show is supposed to be kind of fast moving. That's still not allowed.
Yeah, you know, I was once told that comedy comes from extraordinary people in ordinary circumstances, or vice versa. And so I think for you to really understand the comedy of it, for the audience to, they have to believe that it's our true world. You know, so if we're laughing at all of our jokes, the audience might not buy that it's truth. And what makes it funny is the truth in it, and is the oddities and the comedy in the truth of life. So I think we have to do our best to really keep it together and make sure that we're living in this world truthfully.
Cash, how about you? Is it hard to keep a straight face? Are you going from character to character so fast you can't worry about?
He's a comedy pro.
Yeah, that's usually we're usually moving just so fast, and I'm like trying to keep up. I'm like, even what happened last night, I was like, wait, what's everyone laughing at? I don't understand. but yeah, so that's usually what's happening. Also, we usually can laugh backstage, because sometimes
you can do that.
Get a little break.
A little release.
you actually get off the stage once in a while.
Yeah. There are brief moments, but there are moments.
When it's all said, the show gets over with, what's it going to be like for you? You've been on for 3 months now. What's it going to be like just to be done?
Well, for me, I just go back to school, so I'm never done.
What about you?
I just recently graduated, so I'm going to go, I'm going back to California for a bit, and I think it's going to be a weird shift. You know, I've been busy for so long that it'll be bittersweet, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. How was it doing the last show, and you've been doing all these shows, to keep up that, so when I come see the show, that you're as energized and as intent on doing a job as you were in Newsies.
Mm-hmm.
How can you do that? I mean, what keeps you, with that ability, since you are in the last show, and there's been a number of shows. You have been on, you know, the audience is there. How do you fulfill those expectations?
Well, tough, yeah, for me, a part of it is what I touched on earlier, really recognizing that it is a job, too. So taking care of your mm-hmm. health, getting enough sleep, and really keeping that mindset of I have to do my best to give an energized, focused, and an entertaining performance to every single audience. So really being intentional about that mindset, I think, for me, that helps the most. Because it's easy to let it slide if you're not aware of that and think, oh, it's just another show. So I think it being so well warmly embraced by the community here has helped to really help us recognize that they're embracing us, so we need to make sure we're doing our best to really serve this community and serve each and every audience mm-hmm. with as much energy.
Cash, what about you? How's that, how do you keep that up?
Basically the same thing, just making sure that I'm eating, sleeping, and resting when I can.
Yeah.
but also staying focused and making sure that I have each of my lines down and my blocking down for the rehearsals that are coming up and for the next shows.
And doing this kind of a show with four people, do you have to really, I guess, there's only two other people you're interacting mm-hmm. with. To have that, Laura mentioned that, you know, that the trust between the two says, you know, you only have the four of you. There's nobody else, you know, to help carry the load to make this show yeah. successful. Yeah. Does that make it tough?
Well, it's not as we have more than just the four of us. We also have like the backstage people, like our stage managers and our assistant stage managers and our crew hands who mm-hmm. help us like get the show along. And it also helps to trust in them a lot too,
yeah.
which has made a lot easier for us mm-hmm. to make the show possible.
This show moves so fast. These four actors never stop moving. And so, like, I don't know that they have time to think about being tired or being
no.
not in the moment. I mean, they never stop. I mean, you probably have the longest break, and
yeah.
it's long enough to make a costume change.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really remarkable how much it does take in terms of their energy. And then they sleep.
when doing this kind of a show, does that make it easier? To have those quick paced things, do you like that, or do you rather have a little slower pace for the show?
It really depends. Sometimes
you're like, an actor, you do whatever it is.
Yeah, well, as long as we get paid for it, right?
Yeah.
but with the fast shows, it's kind of nice because it's like you get to like maybe the final scene, you're like, oh, we just did a whole show.
Yeah.
That's fun. Okay, yay.
When directing is, again, it's a final show. Does that put a little extra emphasis on, as you mentioned, to make sure that it's as good as the first show?
Definitely. I mean, we want to make sure that, you know, people are getting as good of a show if they come to our fifth show, or if they come to our first show. And it's the same when you run a performance for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You know, everyone is paying the same price for a ticket, so you want to make sure they're getting the same show. You know, it's really important to just keep the quality up through the whole season.
We mentioned it says they're done. What happens for you after a couple weeks from now?
Sure. In a couple of weeks, I'll head back to California, where I recently graduated from school, and go back to my regular day job. And I'm going to be opening a theater in Chico, a new theater there. So I'll be very busy.
What kind of theater? Just same kind of similar type theater?
Mm-hmm. Small professional theater, yep.
Going to be year-round?
Can
we come out to California? Can we come see a show?
Yeah, I would invite you to, absolutely. we're going to start our first season with a couple of shows, still ironing out the logistics of everything, and just kind of apply what I learned here in California.
Matthew, I'll get wrap things up. Come see the show. Of course, we didn't talk much. Maybe we'll touch quickly. Kids, you did the kids shows, too, this year. We ought to mention those because that's something that I guess maybe has gotten a pretty good reputation over the years.
Yeah, actually, I directed both of our Theater for Young Audiences productions. We did Madagascar, a musical adventure, and The Cat in the Hat. We had an extremely successful Theater for Young Audiences season. We doubled our ticket sales from last year this year. So we were very, very grateful for the support from the community, for arts, for the youth. It was really exciting. It was really exciting to see full houses, full of kids on the showboat. It was awesome.
And of course, we mentioned the dialect coach was the key in this show.
It's the key in my life, that's for sure.
Yeah. We didn't mention that.
We couldn't have done it without Jamie. I mean, it was really key to keeping the characters all different. And I mean, I've got a lot of skills, but dialects are not one of them. So having Jamie to help with that was amazing.
And that's true, because if you had that many different characters, they all can't sound the same.
No, we've got Scottish and German and British and Cockney. There's a lot happening there. So we were very lucky to have her.
Hey, you wrap up, good season, I guess you mentioned earlier. Says you'll head back here next week too.
Yeah, I mean, teach. I can't believe I have to go back to California. I mean, I love California, but you know, heading back, getting school started a week from Monday, and again, all that planning that we'll be doing between now and next May, so that our Page to the Stage season next year is as successful as our Hooray for Hollywood one is.
Of course, that's coming up. Of course, we'll worry about that. Of course, you people can get those tickets, but more important, get tickets for this final show.
Absolutely. You won't want to miss the show. People will be laughing the entire time, and it is the kind of show that people may even want to see more than once. So come the first weekend so you can come back the second weekend.
Billy, too, you mentioned, you know, the Clinton Showboat, and you're coming back next summer.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Theaters. Is it important for a town like this anywhere to have a theater? The ability to, you know, basically drive down the street.
I mean, obviously theater is something that's important to me. I have 2 degrees in it. So, I think it's important. I think it's definitely important for there to be a cultural outlet and an artistic outlet for people that for a community to bring people together. I think the Showboat does an incredible job of bringing many different, you know, kinds of people to one place and enjoy an experience together. There's not a lot of places that we do that anymore. And I'm proud that the Showboat is able to provide that for the Clinton area.
Anything you want to leave folks with until 2018, until we get you back in?
I mean, season tickets are available for our 5-show season next year, and you've heard the 5 shows already, so you know you want to see all 5. So why wait? The best price you can get, I mean, is between now and the end of the season, it's only $90 to see all 5 shows. So that's a heck of a deal.
And thanks for bringing in folks every couple of weeks for our show. We appreciate your help with that. Thanks for coming in today, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Our Clinton Area Showboat Theater, get 39 Steps. I guess we didn't mention that a whole lot. That's the show. If you heard about it, get down and see it.